I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. A graduate student at the University of Connecticut is proposing a new non-lethal way to deal with the state's monk parakeet problem. Kevin Bergio remembers the first time he saw monk parakeets. He was out bird watching.
And I ran across this puddle that had like five or six monk parakeets drinking from it on the ground. And I'm like, what the hell is that? Someone lose like five parrots? Like, I didn't know that there were parrots here.
Today, we're on a street in New Haven observing some monk parakeet nests. The birds are green, about the size of a robin, and they're very chatty. Bergio, a PhD student in ecology and evolutionary biology at UConn, says no one is sure how monk parakeets first got into the state. The birds are native to subtropical South America, but they get shipped worldwide as pets. Margaret Rubega is the state's ornithologist.
If you adopt a parrot, especially this kind of parrot, it's kind of like adopting a two-year-old who's really loud and has very destructive tools built in, who's going to live to be 30 and will be 2 years old the whole time.
Rubega says that means some owners release the birds into the wild, and that's where the problems begin. In addition to being loud, monk parakeets are highly adaptable to Connecticut's cold weather. They often build large nests on power lines near transformers, which they use as a kind of home heating system. That's caused safety and power reliability concerns for utilities, which sometimes have to destroy the nests or kill the birds.
People have tried all kinds of things. They've tried to figure out ways to wrap the whole pole so they couldn't get started. They've tried putting up plastic owls, and eventually the birds end up perching on the owls' heads. They've tried bird contraceptives.
Fixes, Rubega says, are all too complicated to really work. So Kevin Bergio started looking for a simpler solution. He began driving around the state, staking out nests to learn more about monk parakeet behavior and how they built their homes.
People will, I think, if you're sitting around in your car with a bunch of cameras and binoculars and scopes and taking notes, people are going to probably ask you what you're doing anyway. In fact, I've had people threaten to call the police on me, and you know, I had to say, oh no, I'm just looking at the birds, I swear.
Bergio and his team observed more than 400 parakeet landings across 19 utility poles. He found that in the early stages of nest building, monk parakeets landed exclusively on power lines adjacent to the utility poles, not on the poles themselves.
Very quickly, it seemed that the electric lines, when they grab the stick, they fly and they land on the line and kind of walk. It seemed pretty clear to us fairly quickly that might be an important place that we could intervene to prevent their nesting behavior.
And that led him to his next insight.
If they can't walk on the lines there, then, you know, our thought is that they can't start building the nest.
Today, Bergio says he's at work with a manufacturer to develop a device that will prevent monk parakeets from landing on power lines. That fix won't entirely solve the problem of noisy neighborhood parakeets. If utility poles are off limits, the birds will likely move to adjacent trees. But Bergio hopes his work will at least reduce the threat posed to power by the birds. His paper appears in the journal PeerJ. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.